The Lord is our help and our shield. These Wells Military Services devotions are intended for everyone, but especially for our military personnel and their families.
It is written in the 15th verse of the 4th chapter of the book of Genesis. But the Lord said to him, "Not so. If anyone kills Cain, he will suffer vengeance 7 times over." Then the Lord put a mark on Cain, so that no one who found him would kill him. The title of the devotion is Precious Blood. His blood seeped into the pristine soil. It was worse than a tragedy. It was murder. It was evidence of paradise lost. The victim's name was Abel, beloved son of Adam and Eve. The one who ended his life was Cain, also a beloved son of the first humans placed into God's creation. To Cain, the Lord of life and death said, "What have you done? Listen, your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground." Thus we sing, "Abel's blood for vengeance plated to the skies." We ask, what hope is there for such as Cain and us who transgress the code of divine law in any part, not just murder? From the future, a voice would tell Cain, "Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God." Psalm 43:5. The Lord of life is the only hope. Murder stands out as one of the worst crimes. Stolen property can be replaced. A ruined reputation can be restored. Not so a snuffed out life. Death leaves loving survivors feeling helpless, hopeless, and hurting. Worse, when one brother kills the other brother, that's fratricide. The anguish that seared the hearts of the first parents must have been beyond description. How their tears must have flowed. How bitterly they must have recalled living in a world without death. How guilty they must have felt for bringing sin into paradise. "Unto dust shalt thou return." They had heard the words with their own ears. Little did they realize that the first one to return to dust would be their son. Bitter was the realization that Cain was not the promised one who had crushed the head of the serpent. Instead, he had served as a hand of the serpent, the hand of Satan. Both brothers had placed offerings to the one who had blessed their labors. Cain brought fruits of the soil. His brother sacrificed the firstborn of his flock. One offering was accepted. The other was rejected. We ask, why? The answer is not found in the difference of the offerings. It lies in the contrast of the hearts. We learn, by faith, Abel offered God a better sacrifice than Cain did. By faith, he was commended as a righteous man when God spoke well of his offerings. And by faith, He still speaks, even though he is dead. That's in Hebrews 11:4. Loving trust in the Lord over life and death always spells the difference between receiving divine favor or disapproval. We are warned, do not be like Cain, who belonged to the evil one and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his own actions were evil and his brother's were righteous. What hope was there for Cain? There would be consequences of his sin. He was told, "You will be a restless wanderer on the earth." Yet the word of the psalmist, "Put your hope in God," still applied to this murderer, as it does to all who transgress the commands of the Holy One. The mark of Cain was for his protection. He was given more time to repent and return to the Lord who offers life. Significantly, Scripture points to another beloved son whose dying blood dripped onto hungry soil at the feet of those who murdered him. This one was a beloved of the Heavenly Father. His blood calls out a message different from that of Abel's. "Father, forgive them." It is true that Abel's blood for vengeance pleaded to the skies. Yet it is just as certain, but the blood of Jesus for our pardon cries. The one we call my Savior, my God, listens to that cry. He grants that pardon. We now only await the door opening for us to paradise regained. Thus we call out to one another, "Lift we then our voices, swell the mighty flood, louder, still and louder, praise the precious blood." Amen.
This message has been produced by Wells Military Services. For additional devotions, or to learn more about Wells' ministry to the military, go to wells.net/military. Wherever the Lord leads you to serve Him, remember these words of Scripture: God's faithfulness will be your shield.